This is The Guardian.
Hi, it's Noor Haider here, coming to you from Gadigal land. Over recent days, there's been new momentum in talks to end the war between Ukraine and Russia, with a flurry of diplomatic meetings involving officials from the United States and Europe. So, is a deal within reach? Today, we're playing you an episode of our global news podcast, Today in Focus, where The Guardian's Russian affairs reporter Pyotr Sauer explains how the latest negotiations are rapidly evolving and the sensitive sticking points to a peace deal. Here's host Nisheen Iqbal.
According to a report by the U.S. media outlet Axios, the United States has been secretly working with Russia on a new draft plan to end the war in Ukraine.
First, there was a 28-point plan pushed by Donald Trump last Wednesday as a solution to end almost 4 years of a war that has devastated Ukraine and killed or injured hundreds of thousands of soldiers and civilians. By the weekend, there had been a redraft, a slimmed-down 19-point proposal, this time with European leaders involved.
The United Kingdom, France and Germany have put forward a counter-proposal to US President Donald Trump's peace plan for Ukraine, with
the most contentious bits in this peace plan, such as the territory and the NATO membership, has not been directly addressed in the new version.
By Tuesday, at a summit in Abu Dhabi, US, Russian and Ukrainian officials were hammering out peace plan Mark III.
All eyes on Abu Dhabi, where Trump's unlikely negotiator, U.S. Army Secretary Dan Driscoll, is holding talks with the Russians.
The Guardian's Russian affairs reporter, Pyotr Sauer, has been following the twists and turns.
The pace has been staggering. We've seen Ukrainian and American officials meet in Geneva. We've seen Europeans gather and come together with their own peace plan. And now we're seeing Russian and Ukrainian and American officials flying to Abu Dhabi, all in the space of a week. There's rumors that Zelensky will fly to Washington to meet Trump himself. And I think it's likely that U.S. officials will also fly to Moscow to meet Putin and the Kremlin.
One U.S. spokesperson claimed that Ukraine had already accepted Tuesday's deal, likely as a strategy to break the diplomatic deadlock. In any case, it feels like hope is on the horizon.
Obviously, we will miss Trump's deadline of Thanksgiving on Thursday for a full peace deal, but things are moving at an unprecedented speed.
From The Guardian, I'm Nisheen Iqbal. Today in Focus, the push to bring peace to Ukraine.